the Pasha's Lech Lecha has in itself the Pasha of the Bris of the both Bris and the Bris Ben Apsarim and the Bris of the Krisus Bris Mila. And I'd want to focus a little bit on the Krisus Bris of Bris Mila. So first thing it says that Vayipol Avram Alpana Vaydabit Alkim Leimur. So Chazal say that Avram Avinu as long as he was Avram, he could not get a nevuah and stand. Masha Ein Kain, once he had the Bris Mila, he was able to stand. He was Noifal Alpana before, and then he was able to stand afterwards. So the Chura, this Nafkemina is a Nafkemina that says by nevuas Moshe. The Rambam says that by Moshe Rabbeinu, he would all of the Nevi'im fall down, or it has to be asleep, and so on, or they're scared. Whereas in Avram Avinu, it doesn't say that Nafkemina. In Moshe, the Rambam brings this L'chur as a distinguishing factor of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah. That Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was something that he could stand up and see it, whereas Bilam HaRasha, only he fell down. Here, and Rashi says Mefurish, Vayipol Avram Aponav Yimoyra Shechina, Sha'at Shalei Molo Hele B'Koyach Lamoid, Bru HaKodesh Nitzeves Olav. V'zeo Shnei Mebilam Noif L'Glu Yenayim. Whereas, in the Rambam brings it as a distinguishing fact of Moshe Rabbeinu's Devuah. And it needs a beard, it needs a hezbe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him that with the bris he's going to get a Shini Hashem. V'leikor Eir HaShimcha Avram, V'yishimcha Avraham, ki v'yisa la'av ha'moin goyim. Ki v'leikor Eir HaShimcha Avram, ki v'yishimcha Avraham, ki av ha'moin goyim nesaticha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that he's going to make him an av ha'moin goyim, and that's why he's calling him Avram. L'chur, it's very strange that until now, Avram Avinu was patchkening with all sorts of umas ha'olam, being megayer, geirim, mekayer of people. So until this point, he was asuk with umas ha'olam. From the Bris Mila onwards, he would have Klal Yisrael. So why is his name changed to become Av HaMoin Goyim? L'chur Adrab, but right now his avoda with the Goyim was coming second, and he would now be the Av of Yitzchak. Also interesting is the Lashon, Av HaMoin Goyim Nesaticha. L'chur Avram Avinu is the Av to everybody in the world. It's one of the shailas why Ger can say Avinu, Aviseinu. And the reason is because Avram is Av HaMoin Goyim. L'chura, it should have said Av Kol HaGoyim, or Av Goyim. What is the word HaMoin Goyim Nesaticha? I made you an Av of many. Does it mean to imply not all? We don't find an exception. The main point is that he's kilo shailit on them, whatever you want to call it, he's the head of the goyim. So why is it the head of a lot of goyim? The word hamoin is a strange harbe. If you're trying to denote that somebody is zeicha to a lot of ashiras, roiv dogon v'sirish, hamoin means a mob. It usually denotes something unruly, something out of control, a jumble of things. If you're just trying to say that he would now be master of a lot of goyim, the right lashon would have been harbe, av harbe goyim, or av kol goyim saticha, or av goyim saticha. Av hamoin goyim is a strange lashon over here. The way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him he would now have children, it said he took him and he lifted him above the itztagninus, the kechavim, and he said, "Sonecha lemala." And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Say mi itztagninus shalcha." So the pashta pshat you learn is that the he was meshubit to the kechas of teva. I mean, that is the pashta pshat. That's the right pshat as pshat goes. He was meshubit to kechas in the yoni ateva, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu was lifting up above it, and over there he would be able to be Moilit. I think there's a deeper kinetch over here. In other words, it's not only the pshat that he couldn't be Moilit up in Derech HaTeva, and that was a nace. Rather, Avram Avinu would not have toldos that are toldos of Teva, but rather have toldos that are from above Teva. It's not defining the limitation that he could not have children in the Tzitzagninus, and now he would have children, but rather he would not have children with Tzitzagninus. It's not the type of children Avram was destined to have. Avram's children meant to come from someplace else. I want to explain that inyan a little bit bipnimuso. One more nekuda. It says Kael Shakai. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it told him the shame that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him was that he would be Kael Shakai. That's the shem with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misgalav. Vayeimalav ani Kael Shakai hishalach lefanei vayeisamim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a pchin of Kael Shakai. That's the gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kael Shakai, and that would become now the source for Avraham Avinu to have children and so on. So you talk about Nikel Shake is Alech Panav Yitzomim. The Rishonim, all are Mefarish, I mean, Kel Shake and Rashi himself in other places. Shake is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when HaKadosh Baruch Hu reigns in his Giluyim, his Heichatimtzis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Pchina of Amar Leilomai Dai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a gvul to things. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Megala, a greater Gilui, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Megala himself more now than ever before, and he's going to have a bigger Shaychus to Avraham Avinu, why is the Shem that's given is Shakai? Echura, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Kael Godoil now, he's going to be a Kael HaGodoil. It's something where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being more Megal himself. Ani Kael Shakai is implying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reigning in something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mitzamtzem a certain gilu, and it's very hard to understand where that's happening. Also, it obviously the gilu has a kesha with the drisha to be samim, to be shalim. And for us, shleimus is if you ask a person, why are you a shalom? So everybody answers, of course not. Why aren't you a shalom? I don't learn enough hours during the day. I don't daven enough. I don't do enough chesed. I don't do enough mitzvahs. I don't have enough kavanah. Our understanding of shleimus is that we're lacking something. We have not expanded enough. We haven't done enough things. So the gilui of shakai is a gilui of being mitzamtzem something. It's also not clear where's that tmimus. Tmimus is something where the person himself is. Our understanding of lack of shleimus is chisaron, and yet over here you have the mitzias of shleimus, the chura being defined by something of taking of being mitzamtzem something, even in the maisa. The ma'isa of bris milah is a ma'isa where a person is being mitzamtem his guf. There's a certain he's being mechasa from himself. That's something that needs a havana to the core of what we understand of tmimus and shleimus. Tmimus and shleimus thus is nitfas as reaching a certain point of containing enough of a lot of things, and yet there's no. And where do we see in being mechasa something, some sort of shleimus? So I want to use a nekuda, Rabbi Zik Isaac Chava says, the way he says it a little bit on the difficult side, and we'll try to be masbit. Rabbi Zik Isaac Chava speaks about the mile of Mila. Rabbi Zik Isaac Chava was a Talmud Goyen, was probably the most masbir of his Talmidim, the one that gave us a Pesach and understanding a lot of the Inyanim of the Goyen. And when he speaks about Inyan of Mila, he's saying it in the Goyans, but the Goyans is very very bekitzer, and he's marchiv adib a little bit. So he says the following nekuda. He says there are 613. The word he uses is echius benefesh. 613 different aspects, different milas in the nefesh. And 613 different milas in the Ruach, which is a higher darga of what we call Neshama. Chazal say in Bereishis Rabbah that the Neshama has five names, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, and the understanding is Nefesh is the lowest darga, like a behema, Ruach is higher darga, Neshama is still higher darga. These are all layers and layers of Neshama, with the Ruach being the higher layer, the Nefesh being the lowest layer. It's the layer of Neshama that an animal shares as well. A behema has a Nefesh, Nefesh Adam Kisechta. The Nefesh is the very, very lowest function of what we would call Neshama. And even though the Nefesh has in itself the 613, let's call it receptacles for mitzvahs, it has a problem of becoming niskasha with the ruach, except through tayag mitzvahs. Avul ef shel tayag sheberuach lahoyer al nefesh, those tayag nekudas in the ruach cannot be mayor on the nefesh. Kima de mitzvah mila through the mitzvah mila. And it's ma'arich a little bit, but that's more or less what is the point that he's making. So let's recap it and try to understand it. What he's saying is that Moshel Ma'adav Adayma, a person has an instrument with batteries, and if he doesn't have and if there's a piece of plastic between, like when you buy something, there's like a piece of plastic between the batteries and the contact, nothing happens. A person's nefesh, we think on the one hand of the a person doing mitzvahs as being the be-all of it. The person, he's doing a mitzvah, he's blowing shofar, he's putting on talis, he's putting on tefillin. That is the ma'isa mitzvah, we understand it. But he says, the truth is, every chelik of the nefesh is it has in itself a receptacle for, it's the 613 receptacles for the equivalent nekudas in the ruach, and arla and mila is the key to seeing whether those two will be mischaber or won't be mischaber. That is the way the Rabbi Yitzchak Eisenchover's hesber of the mitzvah mila. Let's try to understand what he's talking about over here. There's a pasuk in Yecheskel. We say it, it's Haftarah, we say Shavuah, so I'm not always aware of what they're saying, so it's a difficult Haftarah. It describes the whole Mahalach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Misharsim, Malachim, and so on. And it says that Chayos are the very high Bechina of Malachim, and there's Ofanim underneath it, and it says wherever the Chayos go, the Ofanim go, Kiruach HaChayos Behena. It says Ofanim, that's Behena. The spirit of the Chayos goes into the Ofanim. In other words, there are things that express the Chiyos of the Malachim called Chayos, express themselves in the Ofanim. Let's give a mashal. I can move a rack. Let's say there's a series of 10 racks lined up. So I push one rack, it pushes the other rack, pushes the third rack, pushes the fourth rack, and pushes the last rack. I can do 100 racks like that. The last rack is pushed because of me. It's a grama de grama. But I can't say that there's a real expression of myself, of my maisa in it. Laharaya, halachically, a grama has different dinim, and a grama has still different dinim. It's caused by me. And it definitely, if I see the last rack full, I say, oh, somebody must have pushed the first rack. But I can't say that maisa is an expression of myself. Let's say a person is laying underneath a blanket or a cover, and we see the cover moving. I want to go and I want to see if somebody's sleeping. I open up the door and I see there's something laying under the blanket. So I say, oh, there's a person here. I denote some sort of movement. So I see, again, that's that. I have evidence that there's something underneath it. But when a person, when a surgeon wears surgical gloves, they are so fine, and they fit themselves over the hands of the surgeon that you can see that every deft maneuver that the surgeon does with his hands, he does through his gloves. There is no movement too fine for the hands that the gloves don't pick up. As long as the fingers can do it, the gloves transmit it. So here you have an outer layer, and it is still it's a secondary layer, but it so well fits the first layer that it transmits the entire chias of the second one. So when I see a person operating with gloves, I don't say, well, the surgeon's hands move the gloves, which moved the knife, which moved the person. I say the surgeon operated, because the knife and his gloves are so buttled to the fingers that are almost a yada richta of the surgeon. That's the way I'm taif is something that fits very well. In koiches ha-nefesh of a person, there are two aspects that we look at. A person does maisim, and the maisim are done. Certainly they're done, l'mashal. I give a person a musa shmuz, you know, it's the right thing to do, and this and that, and so on and so forth. So the person says, yeah, I got to do it. And the person does it. So definitely, the shmuz hit the neshama, and the neshama caused or forced the body to do it. That's the way a person works. Unless the person's mom is doing it hergel. But b'derech klal, it's step-by-step process. But it still doesn't mean that the person is doing it, that the maisa, that we see the person's chiyus expressing itself through the maisa. The person's neshama is not coming through the maisa. It's causing the maisa. And definitely the neshama is very ruchni, and definitely it's the av and the yer of the neshama that's pushing the guf to do it. But I look at the guf as being something which is... It really kind of is a buffer between the chiyus of the person and what's happening. The darga that the ifanim, that the chiyus of the chayus is expressed in the ifanim is a very high darga of his batlus of the ifanim to the chayus. It's that they're like gloves, like surgeon's gloves. You basically don't see the gloves, but every slight movement of the finger is visible through the glove, because the glove is completely bottled to it. So we have in Avodas Hashem two inyanim. One inyan is the inyan of the maisa, Olam HaMaisa, and without Olam HaMaisa there's obviously nothing there. A person is playing an instrument. If the surgeon is not cutting anything, then we don't see any of his chiyas. We don't see any of his hands. If the person is not playing an instrument, we don't see any maisa, and that's obviously maisa comes first. But unless there's some expression of the person's chiyus in it, then we say it's a maisa that was caused by the understanding of the neshama. But you don't really see the neshama expressing itself through it. The koyla neshama tahalol ka is something that is a second darga. Those are the words of Yitzchak Isaac Chava. That the nefesh has in itself 613 evarim. We think of it as active agents. In other words, the nefesh has 613 abilities to do mitzvahs. The hands can put on tefillin, the body can put on tzitzis, v'chulu. 600, megala, that besides that, each one of those is a kli kibul, a potential kli kibul for a higher darga of ruach, and the key mitzvah to unlock that is mila. And v'mela, mitzvahs, the teichna mitzvahs mila. Kipshutai, even the physical representation, arla always means a barrier. The Targum teaches by Arla of Paris that atumim, that they are like opaque, is one word for atum, something that is just a block, like a shapeless, faceless stone. Erlas halev means that you have like a hard layer of callus around the heart that doesn't hear anything, not moved by anything, not excited and so on. So erla is always something which is coarse, thick, and v'mela creates a barrier. It takes things that might have a fine sura to it. So just like the aver, where as long as the erla is on it, it's lacking its real tsura. All it is just a big piece of very coarse and thick skin surrounding it, or not giving it its tsura. The taking off of the erla gives back a tsura to something that has a tsura. That is the maisis of erla. Let's try to understand it in our mitzvahs, in our world of vinyanim. Whenever a person does a maisa, we have to ask ourselves, what's the chiyus of that maisa? For instance, let's take an inyan, very different inyan. It says by Elazar ben Dordaya that he was caught up in znus, and then he was inspired to tshuva. It says he was the bal znus of the world. He was a meniach hazayna and so on, and he did tshuva. And in his tshuva process, he died. As he was crying, he died. So Rav Hutner describes someplace that the dying wasn't machmas, it wasn't the maisa charot on his averis. The dying was because his koyach achius had become completely taiva. And that's all that he lived for. So lamashal, if you take somebody who's heavily addicted, and you take away the substance he's addicted to, the person physically struggles with it, because this is what he lives for. If a person has a dream, his dream is to do X, Y, or Z, and the dream is shattered, so emotionally he withdraws from life, he doesn't project any chiyus in what he's doing, because his koyach chiyus was this nekuda. Those are different chiyus that a person has. The person's koyach chiyus could be one of many things. So you have a koyach achius of taiva, like Elizabeth of Daya, and a different koyach achius. Different still, or worse still, but derech klal, different maisim have their own taiva. So for instance, achila has its own taiva, and that propels achila. Chemdus ha-momen has its own cheshik, that's chemdus ha-momen. Gaiva, kina, taiva, all midas roas are their own cause, and their immediate tam and their immediate cheshik is the taiva itself. By definition, taiva doesn't like long term cheshbainus. Taiva is momentarily. I see the dollar, I run for it. I see the taiva, I go for it. I see the oichel, I grab it. Haliteni, no. There's no taiva is immediate, and b'meila, every single ma'isa taiva, every single ma'isa has its own chiyus and so on. When a person's chiyus is taiva, then it completely blocks any chiyus the mitzvah of it. So l'mashal, let's take a very very prosaic example. A person is misbeinin in davening, and a davening can be uplifting. A person who has a feeling for the pnimius, for the yoifi of it, for the ruchnius shaboy, can be uplifting. Let's say it's a long Hashanah davening and he's hungry. So it's a more. So if his immediate kreiches anefesh work with taiva, so being hungry blocks out any ability to have any feeling in it. It is his kreich achius comes from something else. He's blocked off the koyach achiyus of ruchnius. So the person can go through the motions, the person can go through the maisim, but they're dead because it's just motions. That's not what he lives off. It's not where he injects any mais achiyus. He does it because he realizes it's good, it's important. When and let's just understand what we're talking about. When he sits and thinks about it, he certainly is making a conscious decision that it's good to be frum, and it's good to do mitzvahs, and it's good to learn, and it's right to learn. And he thinks it's the right thing. And obviously, somebody at some point uplifted him, and the person decided to do that. But b'shas ma'isa, there's no chibur on the pratistika level in between the pnimius and the expression of it. That's Orla in its big, big sense. In Koiches HaNefesh, what a person is doing in a sense is taking the Koiach HaChius, in order for it to express itself in the Lamaisa, needs to rein in its Koiches to one point. In other words, Ruchnius is one inyan. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'mashal, let's take another mashal, and we'll see what I mean. A person, when he's single, has a lot of activities. He has to study, he has to work, he enjoys hanging out, he likes taking a trip, v'chulu. He has a lot of different activities. Loosely, the thing that binds it together is that each one has its own reason. He works because he needs money. He's having fun because he likes having fun. He wants to take a trip because he needs relaxation. The person has a lot of different things, and it's a lot of different koiches. When a person gets married, so things center around the family. He has to work to support the family. He needs to set an example for the family. He wants the house to have a certain tzura. There's a need to have everybody involved in a common activity. Everything begins in a good family. Everything really circles around a tzura klalius of what the family should look like. And there are a lot of different activities go into it. But they now have a united factor. They're all part of a certain tzura, which is one tzura. Avram Avinu, Kolzman, there was no bris. The world itself, before Avram came, it says, Ochos Lanuktana, Avram was born by the Dora Flogger. It says, Ochos Lanuktana, that Avram Avinu was Ma'aches Oilam. Dora Flogger meant that the world became fragmented, and on the level that we're talking about, everything has its own mitzias. B'meila, everything is only skin deep. Taivas Achila dictates Achila. Taivas HaMishkal dictates family. Chemdes HaMama dictates work. The Bria has a lot of koiches. It has a lot of different koiches. Each one justifies itself. You bang on the knee, you get a reflex of the knee. You bang on the elbow, you get a reflex of the elbow. Each piece has its own reflexes and its own limited chiyus. The world was completely cut off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was an arla around the world. And b'meila, everything had its local chiyus. So I'm eating now because I'm hungry now. I'm working now because I need money in the foreseeable future, and so on. Avram Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, Shleimus, we make a mistake when we understand what Shleimus is. And let's understand exactly. It's a mistake that people make. When we said an apple is not whole, why? Because there's a piece missing. That's how we understand the lack of Shleimus. Where you have an extra piece, that's also not Shleimus. When you have an apple and there's a piece sticking out someplace, it's misshaped, that's not a shulling. Shleimus, an animal, lahalacha, yesikim adenotl dummy. If something has more, if a person has a beautiful statue of a person carved delicately, really, really to perfection, except there was one piece that wasn't shaved down yet. It's one of the fingers is 10 inches too long, simply because he hasn't cut it. That's not Shleimus. Shleimus is where the thing itself becomes one tzura. Adava Shalem means that all the pieces add up to one. So when you're missing, it's certainly, if the statue is missing a finger, so it's certainly not Shalem. But when it has a finger that's too long, it's still not Shalem. Shleimus is where all the pieces click together as a tzura and represent something else. A stone is normally a collection of a lot of sand. When you impose on it the tzura of the person you want to memorialize, then the whole thing becomes one nekuda, and it expresses something. Yeser and notl is one and the same. So b'meila, in the ma'isa mila of Avram Avinu, since Avram Avinu had too much, that's yeser's command and notl, that becomes an arla. There's a Lashon Chazal say that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was galt Avram and he told him his halach lefan of Yisomim, it says he got very frightened. He said, Shema yesh bi chisaron. Maybe I have a chisaron in me. Maybe I'm lacking something. So Chazal say, the Gemara says, one thing, Chazal say a mashal. Mashal metrinusa, that the king said she'd make the perfect wife, but there's a chisaron. So she got very scared. And he said, no, there's a fingernail that needs to be trimmed down. What's that lashon? I mean, what are Chazal trying to say? That it's a tiny, tiny chisaron? We've spoken about it in different oifen. I think what Chazal is saying is, it's a lack in shleimus. An extra fingernail is also, when a person doesn't have hair, that's a chisar. When a person doesn't have a fingernail, that's a chisar. But when it's overgrown, it's also not shalim. It sticks out of the tzura. The nail, the hair, should click into the tzura. It should be cut to fit the tzura exactly. That is the shleimus of the person. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you're not lacking avoda. It's not the pshat, you're missing maisim, but you need to have the maisim trimmed down. There are certain things that you need to get rid of in order to be shalem. So it's a tremendous gilui that shleimus of a person lies not only in what he does, but in what he restricts. For the person, if a person asks, what's wrong if I indulge? Anything that's extra blocks is the arla. If a person is supposed to eat X amount, and the person eats more than that, that extra becomes a chisaron. Arla is the chisaron of those in yanim that are too much, and b'meila the tsura is not the tsura shleima, and the melee doesn't connect itself to its sheirish. When you want to make a statue of a person, commemorating a person, it has to be exactly like it. More than it, in a place where it's not supposed to be, is not like it. So if I want to make the statue to look like that person, and the finger is too big, so I don't say, well, not only did I get a statue of him, I got another 3 inches of stone. It's a statue of him plus. It's not. It's not a hemshech of it, and the melee it's his own thing. So if we look at its own thing, we say, okay, 99% good and one piece missing. But in as much as that becomes the block or was there before, then it's a chisaron. So the Maisa Mitzvah of Mila was the key in the Bria. Until Avraham Avinu came, there was Hamoin Goyim. Hamoin means there was a mob of Goyim. There were 70 Umas, each one with its own content, each one with its own mile, each one with its own mishagas, each one with its own yitzahara. There was the Ayin Umas was a bilbul. It was a pilug and it was a bolal. There was call it bilbul because each thing is its own thing. Each umma stands for itself. There is no way to be ma'achet the umas because what's going to be ma'achet them? So when Avram was mal, at that point, all of his avarim became one. He took the entire tzura, his halach lefanai, ani kel shakai. Shakai is the shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of limit, of shema dai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world was nimtach, HaKir was nimtach v'aylach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said dai. That carved the tzura into the world. The world consists of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the world and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu restrained. Every tzura, the word tzura, constellation tsar, is it's the stone and what you've chipped away from the stone that makes it into a statue of the person. The tzura is the two together. It's what you have and what you contained and what you restrained, what you chiseled out. Our thinking is always, when we think of avodah, we think of ourselves. So two nekudas here. Bris Mila is obviously the yisoid, the sheirish of avodah. This is our first fundamental mitzvah. It's the bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up the gateway to produce Klal Yisrael. There are two inyanim that are one in bris that we're discussing, that's nagia to all of Avaida. The first one is, Avaida Hashem consists of what you do and what you don't do. It's like we always said in the Rambam, chesed is not only defined by how much chesed you give, it's when you don't do it. And let me explain it. If a person throws money right and left, so when he's giving somebody money for a need, it's not real chesed. I don't care. You know, I throw money around. It's lacking in the tzura of chesed. Chesed is that when I need, I give. And the more I give, obviously, it's more chesed. And more important, when I need not give it, I don't give it. That is exactly what chesed is. So a person who's very generous in giving, he's doing maisei chesed. But it takes on the tzura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu only when it looks exactly like it. In the restraint and in the shape of it, I shape my maisim. Here I give and here I give more, and here I hesitate and here I don't give. That gives chesed the shape of chesed. The koyach hataiva, if it expresses itself where and when and how it should, then it's kol kuloi exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. If a person eats things that are good for him, and on Shabbos he eats things that are ma'anig him, and on Yontif he eats things that are mesameach him, then his achila takes on the tzura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's giluyim through achila. If a person does more, then achila becomes a ma'isa gas. It becomes a physical ma'isa. Its justification is local, and it's in no way a chibur to something more plimius. So the first thing we have to understand from here is the chshivas of discipline and constraint that HaKadosh put into the bria. Shleimus is not only measured by how much, but is it exactly aligned? Perfection and shleimus is one and the same. And it includes what is and what's not. Both of them are included in it. When a person is not bishleimus, when things take on their local meanings, the person eats because he likes to eat, the person does this because he likes to do that, and he gives tzedakah because he's soft-hearted, then the ma'isim he does might be good ma'isim. They might qualify as good ma'isim. But they're not, they don't become mechuber to any chiyus l'mayla. When a person takes off the arla, when a person makes the adjustment perfect, then his maisim take on the chiyus, because what's his motivation? If a person eats, imagine a person who's very modest about what he consumes during the week, and on Shabbos he expresses it with something more. There's a gevaldike chazal. It's a Gemara, but it's so expressive of this inyan. It says that there was a sar once sent his manager to buy him an expensive fish. Fish was very expensive, and the person comes to the marketplace. There was one fish left, and he asked for it. There was a poor Jewish tailor there, and it was Erev Yom Kippur. And he bid higher, and the Tsar kept bidding higher, and he kept bidding higher than him. Finally, it got to a point, I forgot, Zvolv Zuhum, whatever it was, the Jewish poor guy, Taylor, got it. He came home, the shepherd for the Tsar, and he said, I couldn't get any fish. He said, there was no fish. He said, there was one fish, but I was outbid by it. He said, what do you mean? Who outbid you? So he said, there's a poor Jewish tailor, he outbid me for it. So the Tsar called him in, and he said, where do you come in? What kind of gross consumption is it for a poor person to spend that type of money for it? So he said, my dear sir, there's one day a year when all our affairs are niskaper. Am I not justified in expressing that simcha through such a fish? I mean, this is what I feel like in this day. This is the happiest day of the year for me, that I know that tomorrow I'm going to niskaper. And he said, you explained yourself well, and it's fine. That's only true if the person eats in his mean all the year, and this day he expresses, Yom Kippur is coming, I need to express my simcha somehow, that becomes an expression of it. The ability to express your chiyus through it is if everything comes to one nekuda. That's the mitzvah of bris. Avram Avinu brought bris into the world when he trimmed everything down to be one mitzvah. And b'meila, it requires understanding that shleimus a person, but the things he doesn't do. By us, we look at it just as obstacles. You know, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do that. It's when you take a piece of stone and chisel it, what you chisel away from the stone is what gives the stone its tzura. What a person takes from himself, what a person cuts from himself, gives it its tzura. And when you have something that is perfectly aligned with the makar, when the nefesh takes on the perfect tzura, the makar, there's no arla there, that's when a person learns to bechius. So the maisa bris is ani kel shakai. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megalat Avram, the die, the place where you have to cut that midah. That's the maisa mila. That's where a person does that himself, is where he trims away what's usur, what's not necessary, what's not mutter. And the gili from it is, like the Rebbe Yitzchak Eisenkova says, is the chiyus that comes through the individual maisim. When a person is maisa de arla, then the things he does are like he fits the lamala like a glove fits a surgeon's hands. He's kol kuloi. He's mislavish himself on the panemius of the thing that you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu through him. When we look at people doing maisim, when a person sees an Adam Gadol, Adam Kaddish, a lot of times, unfortunately, when you have to read about it, you can only read about Kamus. He did X amount of chesed, he learned X amount of hours, he did this, he did that. That's the only way you can express it. When you see a person, when you see godless, what you tend to see is a certain quality. It's kolat smoisei tamarna micha moicha. And only when you see it do you judge as being real. You see the person expressing his teichin. When a person is learning, you see that his whole seichel is shaku in it. Those are those in yanim. The maisa bris, the bris that we were kairos HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, doing it means trimming away, shaping things, and taking away the yesikam anatal dami. And what comes out of it is the chiyus that comes out of it is the children that Avram had were nimshach from lamalof in sekninus. The what he was moiled is that the things he would do and the things he would produce all came from lamalof. They weren't local things. They were all things that were drawn from a higher chiyus and expressed himself into this world. Chance.
How did it work with the standing up, sleeping? Oh, because yeah.
He was making his goof.